5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John McGlosh for the WDMA and the NMOA, and we're going to be talking about printing engaging mailers today. But before we do, let's get over to the Red Nose Day, and here we go.
Ready for your tea, Gromit?
Tea?
Not that kind of tea, lad.
Not that tea.
A t-shirt.
TK Maxx is proud to present the new Red Nose Day range. At least £5.50 from every adult t-shirt sold goes to Comic Relief. It's all for a cracking cause. Shop charities, change lives. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
Okay, and that was a quickie little thing that featured Gromit and his buddies. Let's get over to System 1. That's part of why I picked it today, is because I'm interested, always interested in what System 1 has to say. And this is their ad of the week. Okay, Aardman Animations is the people that do Gromit. And Red Nose Day, I had no idea what Red Nose Day is. Somehow I've never heard of it before. Maybe you have. And I searched all over and it took too long, and that's why we started late. But Red Nose Day is something connected with Comic Relief. It's called Comic Relief. Literally, it's a agency or a charity that works with comic stars. They put red noses on their head, on their nose, and do comic bits and raise money for charity. Okay, and it started in the UK and in like 1986 or something, and it took till 2015 to get to the United States, and that's probably why I haven't heard of it. That's relatively new for me, right? Okay, and they help poor children. Okay, and so System 1, Tom Ewing, had this to say, that it's a tricky thing to connect these hired devices, he calls them, which is Gromit, Shaun the Sheep, and Morph. And the best way to do that is when they're exaggerated versions of themselves. So Gromit is always building bizarre inventions, and they love having tea, but then they get the tea confused with the t-shirt, with the machine, and Ewing says this is the perfect use of a hired asset. The ad isn't overusing its hired devices. It only has 30 seconds. And after the initial laugh, the focus is squarely on the Aardman clothing line. So these t-shirts feature the Gromit cast people, hired devices. And so spike rating, and that's the likelihood that it will generate short-term sales, is way above average, almost 2 full stars above the category average. What I can't figure out is why they don't have the same scale on this. And I think I should write to John about this. I mean, we'll show you in a second. TK Maxx's tie-in with Comic Relief is a great example of a brand breaking free from that convention and entertaining audience as well as selling. Okay, so they said most clothing retailers don't have any emotional spike because they're so transactional. So here's the rating. Star rating is actually, that's, yeah, okay. So star rating and the star and spike, I get mixed up. I'm sorry. Star rating is the emotional connection. Spike rating is the likelihood of short-term sales. And fluency rating is the recognition of the brand and the brand building capacity. But look at this, 78, 1.27, 4.4. You know, let's make it all on a scale of 1 to 5, and then we'd have some idea of whether it was above or below average, or better yet, 10, and make 5 the average. Anyway, so fluency, it takes a while to get going, and I have to agree that once you get past Gromit, the first frame or two of the ad, and then the very, very last frame. And so most of the time this kind of, well, it doesn't tail off because once you know the brand, you know the brand. But they wait till the very last to really make it big. They could have easily put a T or a TK Maxx up in the upper right or at the footer, and and boosted that, I think. That would have been very, very simple. And I don't know why they didn't, to be honest. But anyway, that's System 1's peak at, and actually the brand rating level was below average. That 78, the average is 81, I think. And again, why don't we get the same scale, for heaven's sakes? Okay, but here's my main point. This is from Summer Gould, my friend Summer, and she, and this is the printing company. I don't know anything about this printing company, so I got an extra extra special bonus for you. Enhance your print marketing with die cuts, okay? And you can do an awful lot. I don't know that this is one of, this is, looks like a greeting card that opens up, but it's a good example of how you can have fold-outs and, but those tend to get in the way of making your sale. You know, they use up copy space. They're more difficult than an image to work type around. The real question is, you know, I know there's a greeting card company that does elaborate pop-ups. And I would say actually pop-ups are a different category. You can do them, but very, very rare because they're really expensive in comparison to a regular flyer or something like that. And, you know, I got a comment from an 8-month-old post about how mail boosted something 70%, but what's the cost? At what cost? You know, nobody ever connects those dots. And they said that I was right, and that was nice. But I wrote back and I said, we need to be brutally honest about our results. And I don't think we are. I think this is a great example of, yeah, if you have an unlimited budget and you don't know what to do with it, you could go with die cuts. I'm going to show you an alternative in a second. Die cuts, the sharp edges of the die cut through the paper, giving it the desired shape. The dull edges of the die score the paper to make it easier to fold. And so you can create fantastic designs, windows or shapes or the outer edge of the piece. Die cutting elevates your printing, print marketing materials, capturing attention and encouraging extended engagement. You know, interactive experiences that significantly captivate your audience. I think you jumped a shark here a bit, Summer. She's from California. Happy Days, that's from Happy Days, which was set in Milwaukee. Of course, we all know that. But the sharks are in California, not in Milwaukee. We don't have any sharks, or every now and then one gets swims up the St. Lawrence Seaway, but we pretty much don't have sharks in the Great Lakes, as far as I know. Anyway, I don't know that it builds engagement, but it does stand out a bit when you try to stack your mail. You know, I put it on the at the windshield of my motorcycle, so I try and kind of group it together and wrap it with something big and jam it in there. The die cut may or may not stand out. The problem is, you know, long ago I designed a different envelope for Western States, and they wanted to charge me for the die, and it was hundreds if not thousands of dollars just for a die. And I said, you obviously have standard window envelope dies, and you obviously do 9x12 envelopes. You know, I want you to just put the flap on the other side, essentially. And it was because we couldn't insert. We were trying to do a vertical letter, but we with the die cut right at the address mark when the letter was flat. And but you, it's really hard to insert it on the narrow edge. It's much easier to insert it that way. So I argued with them, and they finally decided that, yes, this was an envelope whose time had come and that they could resell to many, many of their customers. It was a fantastic envelope. And so they didn't charge me for the die, although they wanted to. And that's what will happen. The problem is if you come up with creative that has a unique custom die, it will cost you thousands and thousands of dollars before you print one mailing piece. Just to set up that die, depending on how elaborate you make it, it could be tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, so I went over to the featured products. There's a link right here at this print bar. If you hit escape, it asks you if you want to print it. And these are available at WDMA.org, along with a daily podcast which I do make sure is less than 20 minutes all the time, no matter how long I go today. But this is a featured product for projects from some kind of printer that starts with Nay, which is negative, right? Must be the name. Nayinch. Okay, there it is right there. Anyway, I don't know who came up with that design, but I didn't see any die cuts for the most part. This one looked like it might, but it's really just a quadruple fold or something like that. So they don't talk about their die cuts very much in their examples, but I do work with a printer who is a WDMA member. This probably is a die cut and probably is standard. They wouldn't charge you for it. And if you're interested in die cuts, you may want, and you know, I'm happy to feature Nayinch, and I do when I do summer articles, but they're not members, so they've never reached out to me for any help. But anyway, here is, I'll just go to the big screen. This is from OnPoint up in Minneapolis, and they'll send you this Mail Magic. Now, I'm guessing that this also is a printable brochure or briefcase, that they built this themselves, my guess. It's got a magnet in there. It's kind of cool. See that? So you could do your big product launch to your retailers or your sales force around the country that's in remote locations, and you could make this, completely print this entire thing, right? And unbelievable. And it's glued shut on the side, and it has the magnet closure. That's a die cut example. Inside there is a whopping bunch of examples. But we also have examples from the real world. Okay, this is an example of one that they send out, and it's got this ragged edge, and this is all approved by USPS, and the die is already done, and that's the point here. How the blank can we help? Okay, this is the blank, but it's made up from OnPoint, and they've got just that bucket is full of stuff. So here's one called, and they have cute names for them, the volume voucher, and it's got die cuts along the edge, and all of these are perfed, which she didn't talk about, but that's another thing you can do. You know, they have the blunt edge folds put in, and they also have, all of these can be business cards from your sales force or coupons. In this case, it says voucher card offer. They're all slightly, there's a little indent here every time. It would be a wonderful idea for a continuity club or something like that. You could send a whole year's worth of, or almost a year's worth of coupons. Here's one that kind of pops up. Let's see if we can get it to work. Oh, this one. Yeah, look at this. Okay. I can't make it work. As you open it, there we go. As you open it, a little thing pops up. And that's glued. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to bend it. Oh, I guess there's another fold. There's another fold that I didn't see over here on the side. Okay. So it stands out, folds up, but it's all printed flat, okay, and then formed. So they have just this fantastic, this one's called the Revealer, okay, so it opens up normal, and then inside there's a, this is exactly like that one that was in the product listing that I showed you from Nayinch, I don't know. Here's, we don't want to get too crazy here. Here's one with a pop-up in the middle. Cool. Okay. I can see you get excited about that. All of these do provide engagement, right? Just even a simple one. Here's a simple one. It's glued flat. It has a pop-up in it somehow or other. I don't like the ones that are complicated, so complicated, I think this is meant to be opened this way, that I can't figure it out. That's where I don't like it. We're going to give that one back. We don't like that one. But anyway, but the point is you can play with these and you can envision what will happen if they can figure out how to open them. Otherwise, like this, I would just throw that in the trash. Okay, so that's from OnPoint. They'd be happy just reach out to me and we'll be happy to send you a nice sample. That's all I've got for today. You know, I wanted to get your head shook a little bit. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.